We're now beginning Maseches Negoyim, Perek Zayin, Mishnayis Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph, Eila Bahoros Tahoros. We're back to the concept of the topic of Bahoros, of the white simonim, of the white, I shouldn't call them simonim, maros, the white appearances, which have a propensity to become tummy with the simoni tumah, which are again we've had pisoyon saros or saros levanos, white black hairs turn white, or michya, or live skin in the middle, in the shape of a square. Now these bahoros or tahoros, shohoyu bukunim matan Torah. If a person had bahoros on his skin before the Torah was given. The Torah says in the future tense, Adam ki yeh ba'or b'suro, a person will have in the skin of his flesh prat that excludes something that someone who already had it. It's in the future ki yeh, when he'll have in the future b'or b'suro. So someone who had a beheris kodem matan Torah. So that was, you know, it's sort of maida hava hava, what was. But the principle is the same. The Mishnah now lists cases that are practical, b'zman hazeh. B'yovi chachavim, if a person was going to convert a goy, a non-Jew, an ovid chachavim, and he had beheris on him, v'nizgayir, and he became a convert, became a Jew. So even though he had a beheris on him before, the beheris is of no has of no consideration, because it was at a time when he was not a Jew, and as a result, it has no doesn't have any influence or any effect. Bekotin v'nolad, if you see when a child comes out of the womb that he had beheris, he had white spots on him from the womb when he's born. So since when he was in the womb it was mokum storim, or because he's not considered, it's not considered or boster until he's born. So the beheris is will never make him tummy, because it was there before there was any chiyuv tsuras. It wasn't an ish who he was inside the womb, or it wasn't visible. Bekemet, if a person had wrinkles in his body in which the beheris existed, and we said that if it's in a mokom, the base has storim, a place that can't be seen, something that's visible to the kohen, is no tumas saras. So, and then the person, his body configuration changes and the wrinkles smooth out. So, and the beheris is visible, but since initially when it was, even though we knew it was there, it's like the child inside the womb, it doesn't have effect because it wasn't mitami before, it's not mitami now. It has to, from its inception, be able to create tumis baharis. So in terms of the its inception and on. Now, barosh ubezokan, we learned that the head, we've stated in the past, we'll have these later on, and later prokim, the there's a special tumen and of nesek that applies to the scalp, the hairy part of the scalp and the beard area. That's called nesek. So beheris, even if a person should have in his bearded area or in his a scalp, you can see through the hairs, you can see white blotches. It wouldn't be beheris. So it's tahor completely. Nesek is a different type of tumen, different colorations, and a different simen of tumen also. Instead of black hairs turning white, it's normal hairs turning yellowish or goldish in color. So barosh ubezokan, he was tahor to that beheris was tahor to begin with. B'shchin uv'michve v'kedach uv'mordin, the tumen shchin uv'michve, these type of wounds caused either by well, mikveh is caused by burns, by heat and heated objects. The shchin is caused by any type of wound to the body, which makes the skin deteriorate. And it could be a blow, it could be an illness, it could be some type of infection, it could be a fungus. But that's a shchin, and the kedach apparently is an offshoot of mikveh. The Torah mentions only mikveh and shchin, and the kedach might be toldos of mikveh, things that are toldos or that they're offshoots of a fire per se, like chamitavarius, I mean like that. Burns that were gotten through kedach, ubamoridim. When these things are still raw and pussy, when liquid is coming out of them. So the beheris there, it's a different type of tumah, the shechin and the mikveh. So the beheris grows there, but it doesn't have an effect on the shechin and the mikveh as a beheris. The tumas beheris is not doesn't take a place. Now the Mishnah tells us, so in all these cases there was beheris, but there were places that precluded them from becoming tummy, tumas or boser. Chozer harosh v'hazokon v'nikruchu. In the case where the person had the beharos on his scalp or on his beard, and he lost the hairs there, the hairs were gone. So if it's the denuded of hair, those areas are prone to beharis. But since when the beharis was first there, there was no tumas beharis, it couldn't cause tumas beharis, even now too, that beharis has no effect. Hashrin v'hamikveh v'hakedach v'nasu tzureves. If there was beharis in the place of the shrin, the mikveh, the kedach, and where it didn't have an effect, v'nasu tzureves, and then they began to harden up and heal. So that now they're gone. The tumas of the mikveh, mikveh nishin, are gone, but that beharis is still there. It's still tahar, because when the mikveh and shin were there, the beharis didn't have any tumas beharis. So the beharis is still taharim. Now we're going to have a situation where it does take effect, but then the effect is removed, and then it comes back. Harosh v'hazokon, in on the head and on the beard. Achilo helu seyer. Let's see, in a baby that's born bald, as we had in the Mishnayis at the end of Perek Vav. A baby is born bald, or a child doesn't have hair and doesn't have a beard. So there are baharos there. There were baharos there. And they never showed a simon of tumah, but they had a propensity of being tameh. So it had the din of Mar Baharis, and then hair grew there. So Harosh v'Yazokan Ad Shelo Helu Seir, there was Baharis. Helu Seir v'Nikrachu. Then hair came. So once hair came, that sort of removed the din of Baharis in that area. Now Nesek applied to that area. So there was a Hafkoah, there was a removal of the Shem Baharis at this point. And then v'nichruchu, and then after that, the hairs fell out. The hairs fell out. So it made him prone to beharis again. But so you had a beharis to begin with, beharis at the end, in the middle, the beharis was no good. In the same vein, hashrin v'yamichva v'yakerach atshel nasu tzerevis. There was beharis, and then along came the shrin, the mikveh, and the kerach, and they weren't healed yet. So first it was beharis, it was there, and the shrin, mikveh, and the kedach, ashlo nasu tzerevis, when they were in a raw state, where they did not form a scab, and then nasu tzerevis v'choyum. So the reason why the beharis doesn't have influence in the case of the mikveh and the shrin, where it came first, that's a tara to the beharis. The bwinin shiyakdim hashrin v'yamikveh l'seis, that the shrin and the mikveh has to come before the seis for the beharis to be considered a beharis. Exceiv v'yob mokum hashrin seis. After the shrin was healed, there was seis, but it has to come afterwards. Here the white. The white coloration was there before the shrin and the mikveh. So the beharis was there first. The shrin mikveh came and removed the possibility of tumah from the beharis, and then it got healed. They were healed, and the beharis is still there. So Nasid Sarevis Vichoyu, and they became completely the Rav Sishinisrapu Yofe. They really got healed well. The Harris is still there. So in this case, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Mitame Shetchilasun Visofen Tame. Because when the Beharis first appeared in these latter cases, in the second part of the Mishnah, when the Beharis first appeared, it had a din of Tumas Beharis, it had a din of Maris Beharis that could bring Tuma. And at the end, afterwards, after the middle stage, just for a while they weren't, it was removed from them, and then it came back. So, the Chilos and Mesofa Mistome. The Chachomim Mitarim, the Chachomim are Mitahir, because they require that it has to be Beharis from beginning to end. If in the middle there was Havkoah, there was a removal of the Shem Beharis from the name of Beharis from that Beharis, then even if it comes back afterwards, it's not a Beharis. It's like the Gershon is Geyer. Mishnah Beis. Simple concept over here. Nishtonu Marehem bin Lahokil bin Lahachmir. We had again in the first Mishnah of the very first Perek that there are different Maros Negoyim. And in gradations of brightness, and the brightest is like shelig, is like white as snow. So if a person had a coloration of Beharis and bin lahakil bin lahachmir, if after a point the person we'll see in the Mishnah. It changes to a lighter shade, and that's lahakil bin lahachmir. If it changes from a lighter shade to a brighter shade, from a dimmer shade to a brighter shade, so the Mishnah says ketzel hoysa kesheleg. Originally, it was the brightest hoysa kesheleg v'nasa kesida hechem, and it became like its apachas, its toldo became like sida hechem. Kitzimer lovan, like the whiteness of the lamb of the wool of a lamb on the day was born and washed, ubekrum beitza, and like the membrane of an egg, which is the lowest, the dimmest of the four maras, nases mispachas seis, or and this is actually the perish of the first part. The first part of the Mishnah. Nases mispacha seis. The seis turned into its toldo, the dimmer shade, or mispachas azo, or the dimmer shade of the sheleg. And those are cases of lohakil, that where the shades got dimmer, where the colors got dimmer. Ketzed lachmir, hoysa kekrum beitza, v'nasa ketzim alovan. It was like the dimmest of the shades, and it became brighter, like semer lovan, like the color of wool. It was the color of the membrane of an egg. Kisida hechel uka sheleg. It was sida hechel and became like sheleg. So, Rebbe Eliezer ben Azariah Mitahir. Anytime there was any type of a change from one to another in this Beharis, he holds that it's not the same Beharis. It's a sign of Tara. Reb Lozer Hachizm Omer Lohakil Tohor. If it gets dimmer, it's a sign of Tara. Ulahachmir, but if it gets brighter, Tara Betchila. Then we view it as a new nega. Rabbi Akiva says. Bein lahokel bein lahachmir tere b'tchila. Whether the nega, the beharis that remained, and obviously it's going to be over the period of 2 weeks that you have with the beharis, whether it changed from a more intense white to a dimmer white of the four colors, or from a dimmer to a brighter one, we view it in each case as a new nega. Tere b'tchila, we start from scratch, and we're masker him and see if there's, you know, after the first week, there's a bisoyon or any other simen tuma. So again, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that it doesn't make a difference if it's lohakil, if the beharis got dimmer, or it's lahachmir, if the beharis got brighter. It's not tame, but it's thought we view it as a new nega. and the period of the Hezger begins afresh. That's the end of Mishnah Beis.